MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Ranger District offices in the Lincoln National Forest remain closed to the public because of the federal government shutdown. But National Forest law enforcement officers and wildland fire crews remain on duty during the shutdown. Control burns are reduced or postponed, while some hazard fuel projects continue if already funded or necessary to protect life and property, according to the Lincoln National Forest. White Sands and Carlsbad Caverns National Park, which are operated by the Department of the Interior, are closed. Some national parks in the country remain open, but with limited services. Statewide forest inventory and state grants for forest management and wildfire preparedness may be delayed. Around 12,744 Forest Service employees are to be furloughed according to USDA's lapse of funding plan. Another 19,646 Forest Service employees will continue to work during the shutdown. The plan identifies certain jobs, such as those tied to public safety, wildfire management, and resource protection, as, quote, necessary to protect life and property. Workers within the districts are still being paid, but a prolonged shutdown could see them working without pay. They will receive back pay for any lapse in compensation due to the shutdown once funding is restored. During last week's special session, state lawmakers approved a bill that allows New Mexico to make vaccine recommendations based on New Mexico health leaders' advice and not wait for CDC guidance. But the bill passed without an emergency clause, meaning it won't take effect until 90 days after Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signs it into law, which she still hasn't done. However, the CDC ruled New Mexico's Department of Health would be able to purchase COVID-19 vaccines for children right away, instead of being stuck in the 90-day waiting period. Democrat Majority Whip Representative Dayan Hockman-Vigil, a co-sponsor of the bill, says the uncertainty on the federal level could be the reason for the pause.
It still kind of leaves the lingering question as to whether or not it is best to allow the Department of Health the authority to evaluate and respond to these types of health needs of the people of the state of New Mexico, right? Especially with such kind of unprecedented turmoil and uncertainty coming from the federal level.
And the governor has until noon on October 22nd to act on the bill. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.